Shalom Aleichem. Yesterday in Mishnah Yomi Land, we entered Shavuot and we learned that there are two types of expression oaths that are really four. We mentioned there are other areas of halacha that are two that are four, including Yediot Hatuma, becoming aware that someone was impure when they entered the temple or ate kodshim, or becoming aware that the thing they ate was kodshim while they were impure, or the place they walked on was temple grounds. Mishnah Beit expands on this idea. Kol sheyesh ba, anyone who has about this yediyah betchila, he knows originally he got tame, he became impure. For instance, he touched a sheretz, v'yediyah besof, and then he realizes it at the end. The helam bein time, but he was unaware in the middle, he simply forgot. Hareze be'olav v'yored. So when he remembers that he entered the temple or ate something, kodshim, while he had been tame, he brings a korban olav v'yored, which again is the korban that depends on the tax bracket. But yesh bo yediyah betchila, if he knew originally he got tame, ve'ein bo yediyah besof, he didn't realize later. So se'ira nase bifnim, the goat which is offered inside the temple, v'yom kippurim, and the atonement of the day of Yom Kippur, tole, they suspend the punishment for his mistake, od sheyavoda, until he realizes, or someone tells him, v'yavoda lo, they tell him about it, v'yavi v'olev yurid, and then he'll bring a korban olev yurid to actually gain personal atonement for forgetting about being tame. Now Mishnah Gimel brings a case where he only knew about the tumah, the impurity, until after the forbidden act took place. Ein ba yediyah betchila, he had no awareness originally. For instance, he touched some sort of animal, but he simply didn't know it was a sheretz, it was something that would make him impure, or he was in a situation where it made him impure, but he didn't know it. Aval bat yesh ba yediyah besof, he becomes aware later on. After he ate from a carbon, from an offering, or set foot in temple grounds, then they told him, hey, that was really a sheretz, you're really tame. Sira nase b'chutz v'yom kippurim mechaper. So the goat that's offered outside on Yom Kippur and the day of Yom Kippur itself will bring him atonement. And he doesn't have to bring a personal carbon after he finds out. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar chapter 29, milvod chatat hakippurim. Aside from the chatat, the sin offering of Yom Kippur for atonement. Alma shezei mechaper, zei mechaper. So they're comparing the goat done inside, the seir bifnim, to the goat outside, saying they both atone for a similar thing. Ma panimi, just like the inside goat, ein mechaper, ele al devar sheyesh b'yediya. It only works on something where he knows about the transgression. Afachitzon, so to the goat done outside, ein mechaper, ele al devar sheyesh b'yediya. It only works to strike the transgression related to tuma where he was aware of the tuma. But this one works even if he only became aware of the tuma situation after the transgression took place, after he ate the kodshim or set foot in the temple. So Baruch Hashem, it would work for him. Yishar kochachem, tizku le mitzvot.